Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Tropical storm Idalia still on the move. The National Hurricane Center in Miami reporting the center of the storm now heading toward the coast of North Carolina. It's expected to be near Bermuda by the weekend. The former hurricane still packing maximum sustained winds near 60 miles per hour. Thousands still in the dark in Florida's Big Bend area after Idalia made landfall as a Category 3 hurricane yesterday. As of this morning, there are over 100,000 power outages statewide. The Biden administration mobilizing 1,500 federal personnel to help area residents who were in the path of the hurricane. Meanwhile, New York Governor Kathy Hochul banning swimming at several Long Island beaches because of strong rip currents. This lifeguard talked about red flags being up at Jones Beach, Robert Moses, and Hither Hill State Parks because of rough surf conditions.
All that water coming in has got to go out somewhere, which is going to cause you rip currents. We're just not going to risk people's safety in these conditions. They can take a day or two off.
Officials say the swimming ban may continue tomorrow as well. Yesterday, there was flooding at the Jones Beach beachfront and water made for unpassable areas at Robert Moses and Hither Hills. A Capitol rioter who bragged on social media that he took the White House has been arrested in Georgia. The FBI said yesterday that 52-year-old William Beals is being charged with a felony count of knowingly making false statements and several other offenses. Photographs show Beals storming the Capitol and climbing scaffolding to get into the building on January 6th of 2021. He was part of a group that physically overpowered officers in the Senate wing. This is USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
A bar in Milwaukee offering free drinks when Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets lose this season. Rodgers spent 18 years as the Green Bay Packers quarterback, but the owners of Jack's American Pub are not exactly rooting for their former quarterback. Fans hoping for free booze have to be present for the entire game. Rodgers must start, and the Jets and Packers can't be playing at the same time. Equalizer 3 looking to open with a bang in its first weekend in theaters. The third entry in Denzel Washington's action trilogy expected to make between $33 and $40 million over the Labor Day weekend. SpaceX getting ready for another Falcon 9 rocket launch. Daniel Martindale has a preview.
There will be too much daylight to see this one across the West Coast. The launch from Vandenberg Space Force Base is scheduled for 7:26 a.m., more than an hour after sunrise. A backup launch window is available at the same time tomorrow. The payload is satellites again, but this time not Starlink satellites. The satellites belong to the Space Development Agency called Tranche Zero.
A Nebraska man has been pulled over by police for driving with a large bull in the passenger seat of his Ford sedan. Officers in Norfolk, Nebraska pulled over Lee Meyer on Wednesday for having a longhorn bull riding shotgun in his car. The car was customized so the bull, named Howdy Doody, could poke his horns out the windshield. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going now. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez, and we're going to be talking with Mike Signorelli in just a moment. Talking about a Fathom event that's going to be coming on, the Domino Revival. You know, we hear often the cry of America and the cry of people of faith for a revival. And you've heard us talk about bonfires of revival happening that are not being reported, that we need to talk about because it serves as an encouragement to others that God is answering the prayers of the faithful for a revival. But there's a lot to it. I like what Charles Finney once said about revival. He says, revival happens when it's most needed. And when you consider the conditions of this country, our institutions like our family, our marriages, our kids, man, I'll tell you, if we've ever needed a revival, it is now, isn't it? Mike Signorelli is with us right now. Mike, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Well, I'm so excited to have you here and talk about this Fathom event that documents what's going on with the Domino Revival. But before we get there, you're the lead pastor of V1 Church, and I understood that it was an outgrowth of in response to what happened with Hurricane Sandy back in 2012, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm here in New York City. I'm originally from Indiana, so I'm half hillbilly, half city slicker.
And,
So what happened was when Hurricane Sandy was in the news, I was standing in my garage in Northwest Indiana, and I just felt an impression on my heart to go come to New York City and serve people with my life. When I got here, what I didn't expect is people were saying, you know what, Mike, our basic needs are provided for. We're going to rebuild the things that were destroyed by Hurricane Sandy, but it's our mind, it's our soul that needs help. And people received the gospel, and it just felt so easy. You know, and I had heard about New York City and how godless it was. What I didn't expect was how open people were to the gospel.
Right. I know, it's amazing, right? Jesus told us to take the gospel to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the uttermost parts of the world. And little did we know that, we have a mission and ministry in a zip code near you, right?
Yeah, that's it. Well, you know, the church, I started with 18 people. Most of them, it was the first church they ever had. They were former atheists and agnostics, Hindus. One guy was a multi-generational Hindu. He accepted Christ. Another guy was a Muslim who accepted Christ, not as the prophet, but as Messiah. And that was the original group that came together. And we just, they learned how to lead other people to Christ and make disciples that make disciples. And it's an amazing testimony, and I'm humbled to say this. We actually have hit fastest growing church in America category 5 years in a row. and in one of the most difficult places in America. And so I know people, they throw that term revival around, and a lot of times it just means emotionalism. You know, people have had bad interactions with charismatic or Pentecostalism, but then there's the real thing too. And just because some people have messed it up or some people have tried to take advantage of it doesn't mean that the real thing doesn't exist as well. And we've been experiencing that.
Well, it's kind of amazing. You have a party that says, you know, not to let a good crisis go to waste. Little do they know that our Father in heaven doesn't let a good crisis go to waste either. You know, and whether it was 9/11, whether it was, you know, Hurricane Sandy, you had people, interestingly enough, looking up. That's the thing that I find quite often, Mike, when you have, whether it's now current, you know, Maui, we just had a hurricane go through Florida and Georgia and South Carolina. And it's interesting. One of the things I hear often is they will ask me, say, Bill, is God judging us? And I say, the fact that you ask that question is quite revealing, isn't it? That you would think that we're deserving a judgment, and that these calamities that are coming, these are signs, we're told time and again in the Bible. These are signs for us to change our wicked ways. Are we going to hear the voice of God? Are we going to go on down the road merrily we stroll and miss out on what I call an appointed time? I mean, when God appoints a time for change to happen, we have a choice to make, don't we?
We do. And, you know, the Bible says where sin abounds, grace is greater. And, what you know, right now the enemy thinks he's winning, and people are binging on, you know, pornography. They're binging on violence. And, you know, it really looks bad here in America. But this is what happens. The devil always overplays his hand. And what happens is people start to think, you know what, this is not, this sin, it's not satisfying me anymore. As a matter of fact, I'm in a worse condition than before I did it. And, you know, that's really the conditions for revival, you know.
Exactly. Well, and like you said, it's by experience. People are realizing the choices they made, that they're coming up empty. I mean, here you are, you have one of the fastest growing churches consistently that's been going on, running alongside in a country that has become the number one purveyor of pornography and sex trafficking with young children. It's amazing that this is coexisting. But, you know, I asked God about it, and he says wheats and tares is what he said. The Spirit said wheats and tares.
That's it.
Right?
That's it. Well, and you know, here's the thing, is for a long time in America, we had a very comfortable Christianity. You know, we really tried our best not to impose our values on other people, and we want to respect everybody. And I believe that we did that to a detriment of advancing the kingdom of God. You know, the Bible says a city on the hill cannot be hidden, you know, and we shine our light before men. And here's the thing, I have a really incredible story. My wife and I were at a coffee shop, and, you know, we were just talking, and there's a woman with a full burqa on. And my wife said, you know what, I'm a Christian. Can I pray for you? I that might even be inappropriate to ask, but I'm going to ask anyway. And the woman literally said, what you can't see behind the veil is I have an incurable skin condition. And if you believe that your God can heal me, I'll let you pray for me. And right there in the coffee shop, we prayed for her, and she immediately received relief in her skin. And it was a sign to her that that it's real. And so, you know, we've got to step outside of comfortable Christianity. This can't be a Sunday morning only thing anymore, because quite frankly, this country desperately needs Christians to shine their light.
Exactly. Well, Jesus said in his ministry, the things you see me do, you will do even greater things, because I'm on the right hand of the Father. I'm right there. I'm cheering you on. Go make it happen. And here your wife steps out with boldness and belief, and a life is changed. And you got to imagine, I mean, she goes back home and everybody knows her as being diseased and unfit. And now she's clean. And the difference is a woman of faith prays for her, and Jesus gives her heart's desire. How awesome is that? Huh?
Come on. That's revival. Yeah. It starts with one person saying yes, stepping out of the comfort zone.
Exactly. And people wonder, saying, wait a minute, how come I'm not doing that?
And when we come back, I want to address some of these issues. And, of course, we're going to talk more about this Fathom event that's coming up on October the 24th, one night only, the Domino Revival. And we've got Pastor Mike Cigarelli with us. Stay with us. We've got more after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088. Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Hey, welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. We're talking with Pastor Mike Cignarelli. He's the lead pastor of E1 Church, a church that, people are talking about. And especially people who are in the flow of the know and understanding that there are bonfires of revival that are taking place. And I know with all humility, you know, Mike would tell you that, yes, there is a movement of God that's happening in New York and his other satellite churches as well. which is a sign of, I believe, of God's approval and his sanctification upon, you know, Mike and the staff and others who are participating in this. And you're going to learn more about what's going on in this this movement of God, this hand of God, how it is moving in this. It's becoming a it's a Fathom event. So there's a movie that will be shown nationally, one night only right now. It's reserved for October the 24th. And as all Fathom events should go, Mike, we know that when the response is there, you know, Fathom's in the business to make money. And if people come out and they want to see the movie, they will extend days and they will extend movie houses in order to get it out there, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the best way to show that we're ready for revival is to flood the movie theaters on October 24th. And what I've been telling everybody is, you know, you have friends and family members that simply will not go to a church right now. And God has opened up an opportunity to invite them to the movie theater. And I believe it's going to be a Holy Spirit hijacking where they're going to be sitting in a movie theater. And I've been calling it a tabernacle in the wilderness. Because
wow.
there may not be stained glass windows or a cross in the room, but on that movie screen is going to be the works of God that are happening today. You know, this is a documentary. So we captured things on film that as they happen, and I believe it's going to open your friends and family members' hearts up to the gospel, and their life's going to be changed right there in the theater October 24th.
Well, revival is contagious, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, you can't see with your eyes and just sit there and go, oh well, you know, it demands a decision. When you are, you know, when you are in the presence of revival, you got to make a choice, don't you?
You do. And here's the thing: I used to be an atheist, and I even directed this film from the perspective of, you know, somebody sitting in the seat filled with doubt, you know, not believing. And I really put a movie together. I gave voice to many other men and women of God across this country that are doing amazing things for God through revival. And then we show the footage of, you know, people canceling suicides across America. So really this documentary, The Domino Revival, shows all of the events that me and others did post-pandemic. And, you know, right now Gen Z is really struggling with mental health and suicide is on the rise. And yet everywhere I showed up across the country, I would say, who wants to surrender their life completely to Christ, but also cancel your suicide? And you just see people coming forward. And so it demanded a response. But here's the good news. Not only did we capture that on film, but it's going to happen again in movie theaters. Because even in the film, we're giving people an opportunity. So we're going to confront, you know, the mental health issues of the day. We're going to confront addiction. We had many people across the revival tours that we filmed literally flood the stages with all kinds of paraphernalia and drugs. And they said, you know, I'm a multi-generational drug addict, but it stops with me. It might have ran in my family, but it runs out with me. And we show that. And but then also in the film, we're going to say, okay, are you ready, you know, in the theater to give up your addiction and to break that through the power of Christ? And it's going to be an amazing day.
Wow. I can't wait. And of course, you're not waiting for the movie. And there's other churches like yours that aren't waiting for the movie, because the fact of the matter is people are committing suicide at record numbers. You know, the recent numbers came out, almost 50,000 last year. Mike, I mean, young people, families that will be forever affected, you know, because of the loss of a loved one due to, you know, Satan having his way with our culture right now, because we have stubbornly stepped away from God. And, you know, we're reaping the consequences. You know, Jonathan Cahn's great book, The Return of the Gods, is quite revealing. To help us understand that it is a spiritual battle that we're dealing with. This isn't something that you can just do on your own. You've got to be spiritually armored up. You've got to have the weaponry for a spiritual battle that coincides with, you know, the war that we're in. So you can't do it with the things of man. You have to employ the things of God. And this is why so many people are so frustrated and going, Bill, I've tried this, like I've tried this forever. Well, because you're trying to do it on your own. It's not, you know, these things are bigger than us. And this is why God sent his son, Jesus, so that we would be empowered and also left behind the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is here to guide us in this time. And if it is his will that there would be a revival of revivals, I've been praying for a long time that, America, the world would experience kind of a Nineveh moment, Mike, a time of repentance where we would all realize, what we have done. And what we're doing to our society and our cultures right now at this very moment, children continue to be aborted. Young children are being chemically castrated and alterated because of the modern thought and the expression and the free will of Satan running amok throughout our culture, throughout our country, in our cities, and in our families. And we've got to do something to stop it. And the way that we can is when we come alongside and we partner with God and we say yes to God and let him do his almighty, powerful work, right?
That's it. Acts chapter 1, verse 8 says, after the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will receive power to be witnesses. And we are empowered. We're the hands and feet of Jesus. A lot of Christians are twiddling their thumbs, just expecting God to directly do it, but they don't understand we've been empowered by God to do it. And so it's time to step into that. Like you said, a lot of people think that these are modern problems, that these are new problems, but really these are ancient demons that are, I just got back from Rome, Italy. I did a tour retracing the steps of the Apostle Paul from Sicily all the way up to Rome. And when you look at what they did in their society, it mirrors the same thing that we're dealing with now. Rampant sexual perversion, like you said, abortion. These are the same things, and they repeat across cultures because it's the same ancient demons, the same ancient foe. But we are empowered. Like Paul said, we take every thought captive. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So this movie, imagine all the other trash that's in movie theaters that's literally enforcing the doctrines of these demons. And yet on October 24th, we get an opportunity to proclaim the gospel on thousands of screens in theaters across America. That's pulling down strongholds, if you ask me. And so emphasize enough, we got to do this.
Well, again, fathomevents.com, that's where you want to go to. Get your tickets. Get your tickets not only for yourself, but for your friends and neighbors, because this is the moment, just like the men of faith who took their friend, and they couldn't get through the crowd of people, but they took their friend and opened up an opening in the roof in order to bring their friend into the presence of Christ. Maybe that's that kind of moment for you, that you got to break through the rooftop and bring your loved one, bring a family member, whoever it is that God has placed on your heart, and get them in front of this movie and let God do the work. Okay? We have certain responsibilities to do, but it's the Holy Spirit and God himself that says, you know what? Hey, I'll do the heavy lifting. You just do the easy stuff, right, Mike?
Yeah, all he needs is a yes. And if you give him a yes, he'll empower you and you'll step all the way in.
Well, Mike, 20 seconds left. I'm going to let you summarize and again do a final invitation to get people to go there one night only on October the 24th. Go ahead.
October 24th. I would impress upon you, don't wait to get your tickets a day of. Some of you can be radically generous. Buy 20 tickets and hand them out at your work. This is an invitation to a movie theater. It's the easiest invitation you'll get somebody.
Your prescription drugs. We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
USA News Update. Tropical storm Idalia still on the move. The National Hurricane Center in Miami reporting the center of the storm heading toward the coast of North Carolina today. Thousands still in the dark in Florida's Big Bend area after Idalia made landfall as a Category 3 hurricane there yesterday. New York Governor Kathy Hochul banning swimming at several Long Island beaches because of strong rip currents there caused by Idalia. Officials say that swimming ban may continue tomorrow as well. A Capitol rioter who bragged on social media that he took the White House has been arrested in Georgia. The FBI said yesterday that 52-year-old William Beals is being charged with a felony count of knowingly making false statements and several other offenses. Corey Myers, USA News.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
With you 28 minutes before the top of the hour, as we wake up in another day that America finds itself in truly a constitutional crisis that is of unprecedented terms. You know, what the Democratic Party, what is being done to a former president as we start a campaign for a president, and all reason has just been thrown out the window, and what's happening is you got one party trying to tell another party who they shall nominate, and forget about any kind of tradition, forget about the Constitution, and we got just the right person here to bring some clarity to this. He's the former constitutional law professor and recognized legal commentator. Horace Cooper joins us now. Horace, how are you?
Good morning. It's great to be on the program.
Always good to have you here. We need your help, buddy. You got to help us understand. I believe we are experiencing a constitutional crisis that has been probably unprecedented and probably nothing like maybe that we experienced, back in the days of the Civil War, Horace. Am I overstating this and being too dramatic?
Well, let me tell you what. I have observed two phenomena that have transformed how our government operates. The first phenomenon occurred during the Great Depression, and that is when Americans fully came to realize that they could use the political system to take from those who have achieved and give to those who claim to be in need. And we have had an election system since then where these two groups compete against one another, dramatically transforming America from a small government, limited government, personal responsibility place to a place where groups square off to fight. But now, on top of that, is this new phenomenon. Those politicians then that pushed this were able to be empowered, and you got to see FDR win four separate presidential elections, essentially saying to those who were greedy, we're going to take from those who have achieved. The new phenomenon is there is a temptation now, similar to what FDR had, which is, what if we could cripple the other political party by manipulating the legal process and prevent ourselves from actually ever being challenged?
Mm-hmm.
If we adopt this, America as we know it is gone. The first stage dramatically transformed America, which was a place where it was everybody's job to look after themselves and their families. And now it is a case where about 30 to 40% of Americans think it is someone else's job to look after them and their family. If we move to this next phase, there's going to be, and we saw it in 2020, we saw in 2022 when there was an effort by Democrats to manipulate who Republicans would run so that they could increase their odds of success. We're seeing this in earnest, where instead of the American people getting to pick between two robust choices, one of the options is being decimated before our eyes. And the temptation is going to be that once something like that succeeds, one political party will always be attempting to do that. And there will go self-government, and there will go democracy.
Exactly. I'm going to go back to that 30% that you mentioned, Horace, that 30% that has been bought and sold by the Democratic Party. They basically have kept them on the government teat. And so it's an automatic given that with every election, they can count on that 30%, right? So then, and that's what they've done. Because
I have a message, though, for that 30%.
Mm-hmm.
What you're being given is not the value of your birthright.
Right, exactly.
What Satan offers the sinner is nothing in comparison to what God is able and willing and desiring from them. Just the same way, freedom and liberty versus being a paid serf, there is a night and day difference. And it's sad to see so many Americans settling for serfdom status
exactly
when they could be free men and women.
Well, this is what happens. You give up liberty for security, right? And as the saying goes, if you do that, you deserve neither. And, you know, fortunately, we are at a country at this inflection point in our country where people are waking up and realizing, minorities are realizing that, look, they've sold off their birthright to the Democratic Party. And what have they gotten all these years? You know, bupkis. And if they pause for a minute and think, just like you said, Horace, gosh, I mean, to sell your souls and to give up the opportunity to go out there and be the best you can be, you know, there's other minorities that have gone before that have broken out. And the thing that amazes me, some will come out and try and speak, you know, to other, you know, blacks and minorities and Hispanics and say, hey, look at this is what liberty looks like. And it's just on the other side of the road. This is what you've got to do. But you've got to let go of those chains that are binding you, those chains that come in the form of welfare and all these other ideas that are holding you back and limiting the full expression of your talents. But that's a hard thing. It's a hard transition. I get that for people who have been grooved and conditioned into that mindset. But, you know, but just like you said, when you abandon your birthright, what are you giving up in the process? And I'd like to see more leaders who have broken out, you know, and when I say leaders, I'm talking about minorities who can speak. But you know, the mainstream media and other things. They're doing everything they can stifle it. This is why this show, we're so, I tell you, Horace, we're so blessed to have this show and this network that allows us to be independent so that these stories can be told. Because, as you know, I mean, you are called on by a lot of media outlets to come and speak, but you know, they'll clip your wings. You know, I run into that at times, and say, okay, well, you can only talk about this. You know, don't go there. You know, or we won't have you back or whatever. You know, so you go, okay, I'll take whatever I can. Go ahead.
The government is the worst deadbeat dad ever. Yes. Government does not give you the kind of housing that is necessary. Government doesn't give you the kind of education that is necessary. Government doesn't give a child forming at the earliest ages the kind of model of what life is supposed to be like so that they can become an adult. Government is a deadbeat dad of the worst kind, worse than an alcoholic dad, and yet there are millions of Americans that have settled for this deadbeat dad. This dad is abusive. This dad is cruel. This dad takes away hope. This dad steals dreams. And yet, for millions of Americans, this is the only dad they know. The problem, as I say, is back at the start of the 20th century, one political party learned that it could try to manipulate us by saying, they have it, you want it, I'm going to give you some of it. They don't admit, they take 70% of whatever they steal and give you pennies afterwards.
Exactly. Yeah, and this deadbeat dad kills your kids, Horace.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, literally kills your kids, kills your dreams. I mean, look at we are given the option. You can choose life or choose death. And we know who has come to kill, steal, and destroy. And this is a battle. It comes down to the basic battle of good and evil. That's what is before us this day. Horace Cooper continues with us. We've got to go to a quick break at just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour. He is the former constitutional law professor and recognized legal commentator and author of the new book. We're going to talk about this, Put You All Back in Chains, How Joe Biden's Policies Have Hurt Black Americans. Stay tuned. We've got more after this.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, for me, one of the disturbing moments, and there were several in last night's debate, is the Republican Party does not know how to deal with the issue of abortion. You know, Horace Cooper, I got to say this, and this is my takeaway. I don't understand why they want to argue this, because the fact of the matter is the court gave us the Dobbs decision. It didn't, eliminate Roe v. Wade. It just sent it back to the states where all the legal analysts, the ones of reason, including on the left, said that's where it should be. It should be a state's issue. And I say it should be an issue between the mother, the father, and the doctor. Why is this becoming a public debate as if they're forecasting that there should be some sort of federal mandate or there will be down the road? I think this is a fight that the Democrats are throwing out there, and why the Republicans are picking this fight up, that's they don't have anything to gain on this. This is going to be one of those issues, I think, that will work against them because they don't know how to handle it. Am I missing something here?
Okay, so you and I both agree that there is an evil that is coming not from the mind of man, but mm-hmm. from the enemy of our Creator.
Right.
This idea that we would take the most innocent, the most vulnerable, and torment them, whether they're cut to pieces in the womb or burned out of the wound and scarred up, that isn't something that's, quote, medically necessary. That is something that shares with it a vision of hostility of the creation of God. So I start from the premise that it is an evil, that something that Satan himself, and if you look in the Old Testament, they didn't have the ability to take a preborn child and destroy him, but they had the god Molech, and they yes. took a newborn shortly after birth and threw it into this statue pit of fire and watched it incinerate, because evil is behind this. It was Jesus who said, better that a stone be placed around your neck than mm-hmm. that you harm one of these.
Yes.
I personally and constitutionally am happy and willing to have a conversation in all 50 states about what we must do to end this. Mm-hmm. But I will say that, like the evil of slavery, at some point, if America can't come alone and resolve this evil and end it, then it is going to be incumbent upon the country to come up with perhaps a constitutional amendment, but some process that ends the ability for this type of evil to occur. Now, are there women who think that they are in a terrible situation and worry that they don't know what they're going to do? That's actually not a justification for the killing of the unborn child. That's an indictment of us as neighbors and friends and family, that we would say to them, your hopes and your dreams are destroyed because of this marvel growing inside of you. And it's up to us to say to them, if you are having a struggle and a difficulty with this marvel growing inside of you, we can walk with you. We can stand with you, and we can make this into the amazing, wonderful event that it is. And we as Americans, that's conservatives, that's Democrats, that's liberals, that's Republicans, all should embrace that.
Amen. You're exactly right. And the thing is, over the years, Horace, look what's happened. These pregnancy care centers, we've got more of those than Planned Parenthood across the country today,
yep.
To your point.
Amen.
Churches have mounted up. The reason that Dobbs, you know, and all this came to a head, I believe, yes, this was an appointed time by God himself, said enough of this madness. And but also it was the realization this was a groundswell. And this is what is being ignored. You know, the mainstream media and those that want to continue to promote Planned Parenthood and the killing of our babies, they are stifling the voices of these women who have experienced the horrors of that which was supposed to be rare, safe, and
yeah, right.
Right, exactly.
That's exactly right. So, you have a child growing inside of you. You've painted the room. You've had a baby shower. You've picked a name. And there are evil people. I keep saying this. This is not a choice.
Yes.
This is evil. And they would say to you, don't let that child live. Mm-hmm. Snuff it out. Destroy it. We as an American society must stand up as individuals. We must say, whatever you're seeing on Twitter, whatever you're seeing on TikTok, that would make you think your life is ruined because of this marvel growing inside of you, we reject it, we rebuke it, and we need you to understand. We're going to model the amazement that everyone should have about life.
Exactly.
That ought to be our society's approach. And I believe that that would mean even in New York, even in California, we would begin to see people going, oh, wait, this is what we're doing? I'm not saying that we would have the identical law in every single state, but I am saying that that should be our goal, to move away from this destruction. It has been particularly terrible for Black America. As I mentioned, this deadbeat dad called government. This deadbeat dad has led the death of the largest number of Black Americans in America's history. In fact, if Black Americans had not been slaughtered while they were at this most innocent and vulnerable stage, Black Americans would not be the third largest minority group right now, headed toward being the fourth. They already are in California.
Right.
But Black Americans would be a robust second largest, and that would mean people who could cure cancer, people who could solve problems, entrepreneurs would have risen up out of those bodies that have just been thrown in the ash heap of history.
Yeah.
Black Americans have suffered, and we need to change that.
And right behind that are Hispanics. At 25%, I mean, here we are. We're in need of a labor force, and we've murdered.
Yeah.
We've murdered a generational labor force. It's no wonder that some of these knuckleheads think, well, we got to replace them, so let's open up the borders. I mean, which is a whole nother, you know, crazy situation.
Yeah.
We've got about a little less than 4 minutes left. Congratulations on the book, Put You All Back in Chains, How Joe Biden's Policies Have Hurt Black Americans. I mean, and at the basis of all these policies that come out of the Democratic Party, keep in mind, it was the Democratic Party that removed God from their platform. I mean,
that's right.
A nation that was born and blessed by God and allowed to, you know, prosper these 247 years, as one party itself has just flat out, you know, declared that they're turning their back on God. This is the same party that says we'll allow, you know, we support abortion up until the moment of delivery, and in some cases even post-delivery.
Faith, family, and freedom are the three building blocks that have made America the success that it is. The woke agenda, the one that Mr. Biden has pushed, and the one that progressives seek, is the exact opposite. We want to stamp out faith. We want to stamp out family. And we want to stamp out freedom. We need more government control, they argue. And those removals of those success strategies have particularly crippled all of minority America. But guess what? If they are allowed to succeed, they're coming for you next.
Exactly. I was going to say, because you say how Joe Biden's policies hurt black Americans. It's all Americans. Black,
that's
white,
right.
Brown, pink, whatever.
Right.
I mean, it's equal opportunity. I mean, we get back to what socialism and communism does. It's shared misery. And this is where we are right now. And people have to wake up and realize this is what's happening to you. Shared misery.
Black Americans are the canary in the coal mine.
Mm-hmm,
but it's
yes.
been devastating for them. It is coming for you. I wrote this book to make sure people understood that these kinds of policies are destructive, whoever they are applied towards and whenever they are applied.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, get your hands on the book. This will open your eyes even all the more, put you all back in chains, how Joe Biden's policies hurt black Americans, the book available at all the usual places. Horace Cooper has done an outstanding job on this once again. You know, and as we always say on the show, don't just take our word for it, you know, from us. It's not, you know, Bill and Horace who are controlling your mind and your intelligence. You're an intelligent human being. Own your own knowledge. Study this and take a deeper dive into this. Don't be afraid to be challenged by some of these difficult issues that we're being debated out here. But I say very clearly, the demarcation, Horace, is it good or is it evil? And we cannot lose that understanding and discern the difference between those two cross points, right?
Choose you this day whom you will serve.
Wow. It really is. And I mean, you're hearing this from two people based on decades of experience, I might say. And we've learned the hard way. You know, we decided at times we were going to defy gravity, and doggone it, if gravity still doesn't exist, it still does. You know, God's rules, His laws, His infrastructure. When we do right, it will go well for us, he reminds us. Horace Cooper, the former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator, and author of this new book, Put Y'all Back in Chains. Thank you, Horace. Take care.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer.